Hello and welcome to the Wednesday, December 12th, 2012 edition of the Sands and the Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm the radio recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Next week we will probably not have a podcast. Still, it depends on how things exactly will work out, but I'll be traveling a little bit further than usual, and it's typically a slow week anyway, so probably no podcast next week from the 18th through the 25th. But with that, let's start talking about Patch Tuesday. And because we usually forget to talk about it, I just want to mention that Adobe also published updates for Flash and Cold Fusion. So in particular, the Flash update is something to watch. Cold Fusion, of course, only applies to those of you who run Cold Fusion on servers. But with that, let's take a look at the Microsoft patches. Starts out with MS-12077. That's the usual Internet Explorer cumulative patch. So it does include prior patches and definitely right up there on the list of patches to apply. Next one is also something we do have pretty much monthly, MS-12078, and it's the Windows kernel mode drivers. Yet again, more vulnerabilities in the TrueType and OpenType font parsers. The third one, MS-12079, again, high priority, and I would apply it right after the Internet Explorer patch, and that's a Microsoft Word vulnerability. I mentioned that before. The odd thing here is that it's critical, not important, like most of these Word vulnerabilities. Well, it turns out that this one can be exploited if you just preview a document in Outlook, so you don't actually have to open it, just the preview itself will exploit this vulnerability. Next, we have a Windows Exchange Server remote code execution. This one affects Outlook Web Access. It's yet again one more of these Oracle Inside Out vulnerabilities. With that particular library, different document types are rendered in Outlook Web Access, so this is why Exchange is vulnerable. If you don't use Outlook Web Access, then I don't think this will affect you. There's, however, a second vulnerability that's a denial of service vulnerability in RSS feeds. Windows File Handling Remote Code Execution, that's MS-12081. This particular one is also not too hard to exploit remotely. All you have to do as an attacker is to trick the victim into opening a directory that contains an invalid file name. Now, this could be located on a remote share. Webdav is another remote location. Someone could send you an email with a set of files where one of these files uses this bad file name. So, plenty of opportunities here to execute or to exploit this particular problem. MS-12082 Direct Play Remote Code Execution, that's again more standard. This one is a little bit more tricky. It's not exploitable in new versions of Internet Explorer. So if you're running Internet Explorer 8, 9, 10, you should be fine unless you upgraded from an older version of Internet Explorer. If you did so, and if you ran Direct Play in the older version of Internet Explorer, then it will remain enabled. In new versions of Internet Explorer, you have to specifically enable it the first time you launch it. But that's again, you know, just a little user interaction. So nothing really that hard to overcome for an attacker. And then last, we have MS-12083. That's the IP HTTPS security feature bypass. Now, this particular feature is essentially allowing you to tunnel IP over HTTPS. So instead of using like an SSL VPN where you just do IP over SSL, you actually have this HTTP middle layer here, which probably makes it a little bit easier for this particular protocol to tunnel through proxies and such. Well, One area where this is used is direct access. So if you're using Windows 7, Windows 8 direct access, then you have to be careful here. However, in order to exploit this vulnerability, you do need a valid certificate. The vulnerability is just that the certificate may be revoked. So it had to be valid in the past. If it got revoked later, then the revocation will be ignored. This is, for example, an issue if you had valid users for your systems that then, for example, left the company and you revoked their certificates. You also have to remove their accounts as a workaround and then, of course, apply this patch. Like I said, the most critical ones here, I think, are the Word RTF one and the Internet Explorer cumulative patch, but the others, some pretty good stuff here, and in particular the kernel mode drivers, again, could certainly cause issues. And once we have an exploit for the file handling remote code execution, I could see that this is really easy to exploit. So that's, again, something you shouldn't really wait patching. Well, that's it for today. Got plenty to work on here with the Windows patches. We also do have our webcast at 1 p.m. Eastern today covering these patches in a little bit more detail, but then also doing a little bit of a review of what happened this year, looking at some SSH brute force attempts and a bit at some trends in mobile malware. Thanks for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.